WMFO in Medford.
Attack!
Starting us off this week on Great Songs About Nothing Good, that's John Lydon and African Bambaataa with Time Zone, and the song was World Destruction. And coming up, we're going to have some Jimmy Cliff, we're going to have some Talking Heads, we're going to have some Clash. If you notice a theme around today's songs, please write your congressman before the next block of songs is over, because afterwards I will enlighten you as to why I picked these particular songs. But anyway, enough of my bantering back and forth. It's Jimmy Cliff.
Vietnam. Hey. us someday. Got three passports, a couple of visas. You don't even know my real name. High on the hillside, trucks are loading. Everything's ready to roll. Sleep in the daytime, work in the nighttime.
Live album, the name of this band is Talking Heads. That was Talking Heads with Life During Wartime. And before that, from Sandinista, that was The Clash with The Call Up. And at the start was Jimmy Cliff with Vietnam. And now it's time for the big reveal. Since today is March 20th, it's the anniversary of the war in Iraq. So I, of my own volition, have curated the songs for this week's show around the concept of war and conflict in the broader sense, since there's a lot of that in the news today. But also, to take a look at what protest music was like in that very strange point in time. And to illustrate that, I'm going to be playing not only a song by Ted Leo and the Pharmacists from an album that was very much informed by the war in Iraq, Shake the Sheets, we're also going to play two from the sometimes maligned, but very much of its time compilation, Rock Against Bush. There's going to be a song by Less Than Jake featuring Billy Bragg, but let's get things started off right now with the World Inferno Friendship Society.
What America do I live in if not this one? Where they think they're exporting, it's not me. This land is my land, wherever I stand, only that money belongs to thee. The right of history is that you wanted me yet out of that speech? Is there another America when I live in? Then why do I get there today? This land is my land, and you should understand that when you say we. To represent me, this land is my land. From where I stand, outside the gated communities, I can see that no matter where I live in, and what that exploiting is me. This land is my land. Wherever I stand, I'm seeing the funny papers.
Your 20 years have gone by much too fast, and you've been hoping this year will be better than the last. You said you've been waging a war against the loneliest of nights, with the strongest drinks and longest lines. It's not that big a surprise that you're feeling more dead than alive. You're feeling more dead than alive.
Said the hole in your head has gotten bigger than the hole that's in your chest, and you're stuck between the past and present tense. You said you've been waging a war against so many years of lies, with stronger drinks and longer lines. It's not that big a surprise that you're feeling more dead than alive. That you're feeling more dead than alive.
Sense it never will. Accidents mean no one's guilty. Ignorance means someone's killed. So I asked out Mr. Miller how to get to where one's going, and he points to his survival, and he points me down the road, and I go, oh no, la-da-la-da-la, wondering if I got a soul, cutting down the hours till it goes.
On a dark wet night in April, that I knew would not be there. And a punter from the Pelhams and the police in the rain were concerned more with the car than with the fact the light had changed. But after listening all morning as I drove down 95 to a story of detainees who were barely kept alive, I could deal with trying to process pigeons acting like their doves, but not with interference from the power lines above. As I go on and on, told you I felt ageless. Would you tell me I'm not old? As I go on and on, leaning out low, wondering if I got a soul.
Ted Leo and the Pharmacists right there with Counting Down the Hours from 2006, I want to say, Shake the Sheets. And before that, we had Less Than Jake featuring Billy Bragg, The Brightest Bulb has Burned Out. And at the start was The World Inferno Friendship Society, World Inferno Friendship Society lead singer Jack Terracloth passed away last year, and a very prolific and expansive band they were. Their output was as expansive as their discography, and it included Franz Nicolay, currently of the Hold Steady. Imagine that. And before we go into, speaking of Billy Bragg, we're going to have some Billy Bragg in this next set, but first it's the pause for the cause. It's a legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Billy Bragg I promised and Billy Bragg I shall deliver, so don't sick your lawyers on me. Here's an early 80s Peel session.
I was a miner, I was a docker, I was a train driver between the wars. I raised a family in time of austerity with sweat. The foundry between the wars, I paid the union, and as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man, and they brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars. And I kept voting not for the iron fist but for the helping hand. For this is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith in my fellow man. This is a land of hope and glory, mine is the green field and the factory floor. Dark with bombers, and mine is the peace we knew between the wars.
off from cradle to grave, and I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Go find the young men never to fight again. Call up the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, heart of this nation, desert us not, we are between the walls.
To the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men a lying, I saw many more a dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1,000,000 men and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant, United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but
I am the man, the well-fed man in charge of the terrible knob, the most pleasing thing about it. It's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is over and the world is split in three, a consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. I sit at me desk in Washington, in charge of this great machine. More vicious than Adolf Hitler, more deadly than strychnine. And in the evening after a tiring day, just to give myself a laugh, I hit the button, a playful belt, and I listen for the blast. Well, I am the man, the well-fed man, in charge of the terrible knob. The most pleasing thing about it, it's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is over, and the world is split in three, a consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. If Brezhnev starts his nonsense and makes a nasty spell, with a wink and a nod from Nixon, I'd blast them all to hell. And as for that fella Castro, him with the sugar cane, he needn't hide behind his whiskers, I'll get him just the same. Well, I am the man, the well-fed man, in charge of the terrible knob. The most pleasing thing about it, it's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is and the world is little free. A consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. If me wife denies me conjugular rights or me breakfast milk is sour, from 8 to 9 in the morning, you're in for a nervous hour. The button being so terribly close, it's really a dreadful joke. Fuck with me ass as I go past and me lull go up in smoke. Well, I am the man, the well-fed man in charge of the terrible knob. The most pleasing thing about it, it's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is over and the world is split and free, a consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. Now I'm thinking of joining the army that bans the bomb. We take up a large collection, and I'll donate me some. For without it, I am helpless, and that's the way to be. You don't have to kill the whole bloody lot to make the people free.
I did play a fair amount of Dubliners last week during the St. Patrick's show, but I couldn't let this episode go by without playing that song from 1969's Revolution. And it's my favorite of the Dubliners albums, and true fans of the lore will know that every show around May Day I play their cover of Joe Hill, because I think it's better than Joan Baez. There's no offense against Joan Baez. This is just how I feel about these important things. Before that was Phil Oakes' I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore, title track to his sophomore album. And at the start, we had Billy Bragg with Between the Wars, live in Peel session. And let's see, coming up, well, what else happened on March 20th? Well, it was also Reverend Charlie's birthday. Wait, no, that's the 19th. Nevertheless. Anyway, here's Edwin Starr.
Peace, love, and understanding. To salute the ashes of American flags and all the falling leaves filling up shopping bags. Thank you.
From 1971's Imagine, that was John Lennon with I Don't Want to Be a Soldier Mama, and before that was Wilco with Ashes of American Flags from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, and at the start was Edwin Starr with War, and that's all you're going to get this week on Great Songs About Nothing Good. And until next week, I ask you to stay safe, stay hydrated, stay sane, stay kosher, and stay tuned to WMFO in Medford because we have so many great audio delights coming up for you, not only tonight, but every day until the sun burns out. And that'll be a good way to while away the time. Anyway, tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. And I will leave you, actually, with a song befitting this overall theme, a song that was a big hit for our boys in wartime, but came to a greater pop culture prominence from Dr. Strangelove. What can I say? The classics are classics for a reason. Okay, I'm out.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear. We must part. Don't let this parting upset you, I'll not forget you, sweetheart. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know, tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. The folks that you know, tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Fortunately, in times of crisis like this, America always has its number one instrument of diplomacy to fall back on. Here's a song about it. Makes a move of which we don't approve. Who is it that always intervenes? UN and OAS, they have their place, I guess. But first, send the Marines. We'll send them all we've got. John Wayne and Randolph Scott. Remember those exciting fighting scenes. To the shores of Tripoli, but not to Mississippi. What do? We send the Marines. For might makes right. Until they've seen the light, they've got to be protected. All their rights respected. Till somebody we like can be elected. Members of the Corps all hate the thought of war. They'd rather kill them off by peaceful means. Stop calling it aggression. Ooh, we hate that expression. We only want the world to know that we support the status quo. They love us everywhere we go. So when in doubt, send the Marines.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.